It is frustrating. I've worked for Portslade for just over 17 years and I've always wanted to kind of get to that point where we have no one on the streets anymore. I mean, people will always need some form of support around accommodation. Certain people will that are vulnerable with complex needs. But what this has proved is that if you have the buy-in from central government, that actually you can get people off the streets and into accommodation. Amid all this mayhem that this pandemic has created has actually been a unique opportunity to place rough sleepers that have otherwise been out on the streets for sometimes years. It's been a unique opportunity to have them in one place into B&Bs and hotels in each district. And what that's done is enabled our staff to continue to build those relationships with each and every one of those, but in a way where in a setting where they're safe, they're secure, they're being fed. However, a lot of these people haven't been restricted to a room ever in their whole life. You know, they've been used to living out on the streets and, you know, kind of often having to hide out to keep themselves safe. So it's a massive change for these individuals to then find themselves sort of confined within four walls. But how we've managed to kind of deal with some of the challenges is working with other voluntary agencies, the local authority and Portslade have all pulled together, shown amazing partnership working to kind of wrap around support for these individuals. My hope would be that these people that are placed into emergency accommodation never have to go back out on the streets. I know that that's perhaps wishful thinking, but what this has shown is that we can get people off the streets, we can get them into supported accommodation.